nominal LOS time, but apparently not. Tananarive will acquire very briefly on this revolution. We may or may not be able to establish communications. About a minute and a half past there. At 101 hours, 1 minute, if we're not successful there, Carnarvon will be up at 101 hours, 14 minutes. And the white team is in the process of handing over to Jerry Griffin and the gold team. However, the Gene Kranz, the flight director, and most of this white team will remain here through the ascent propulsion system burn. We're estimating a change of shift news conference for 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Mission Control, Houston.
Round elapsed time. We expect to have acquisition at Carnarvon in just a few seconds. In the meantime, we've had a shift change here at Mission Control. The gold team now has replaced the white. The voice of Capcom during this apps to depletion burn will be that of Ron Evans, astronaut Ron Evans. One other bit of general information to pass on to you, and that is that the astronaut, the Apollo 9 crew wives, Mrs. McDevitt, and Mrs. Schweikert, and Mrs. Scott, are in the viewing room at the present time here to observe this maneuver.
Before that, do you have a separation attitude for us?
Affirmative. Step attitude, roll, 137.4, pitch, 092.5, yaw, 021.9, and note your TIG is 101 plus 32 plus 44.
Okay, 137.4,
092.5,
021.9, at a TIG of 101.32.44. You're right there today.
Yeah, roger.
Okay, what's our jettison time to get off the limb? In Houston, we're ready to arm up the...
Okay, we're standing by for your logic.
All right, logic bus time at this time.
And Apollo 9 Houston, you have a go for pyro arm.
Roger. And Houston, one other question. What time do you want us to jettison the limb? What time do you want us to get off the limb? Do you have any preference?
Roger. 10 minutes prior to your set maneuver or at 2-2.
Okay, understand. 2-2.
Houston, Apollo 9.
Houston, go.
Roger. Just to clarify one thing. In the procedure there in exiting the limb, we left the ascent interconnects on system... Alpha closed and Bravo open. We also ran the same configuration on the main shutoff valves. That is, we closed the main shutoff valve in system Bravo and left it open in Alpha. Hopefully that's what you wanted.
9 Houston, that's affirmative. That's good.
Okay, thank you.
9 Houston, 30 seconds LOS, Guam at 2-5, and it's looking good.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Houston, just as a reminder, we didn't see your pyros on yet.
Okay, I'll get them on just a minute or two.
We have passed out of the range of the Carnarvon tracking station at the present time. Right now we're about 33 minutes away from the propellant depletion burn of that lunar module upper stage, which of course has been identified in the air-to-ground communications as the APS burn to depletion, meaning ascent propulsion system burn to depletion. To review again, that burn will take place at approximately 101 hours, 52 minutes, 44 seconds into the flight. And this maneuver will move the unmanned upper stage of the LEM out of the vicinity of the command module. During the burn, the ground will be shooting for a delta V of 7427.5 feet per second. And the duration of that burn is planned for approximately 6 minutes. Now, the burn really is deliberately programmed for longer burning time than there is of fuel available. It's a posigrator forward burn is planned, and the apogee is going to end up to be rather high. LEM stage probably will be in some type of an elliptical or egg-shaped orbit with an apogee estimated at about 3,200 nautical miles and a perigee at about 130 nautical miles. Of course, the burn will be controlled by the onboard computer, but the ground, of course, will be the ones who send the commands. Prior to the upper stage burn, while acquired by the tracking station at Guam, the crew will go through the disconnect from the LEM and execute a separation maneuver, getting away from it. Now, what this little maneuver will consist of is about a 3 foot per second delta V, slightly out of plane, which initially sees the CSM arching a little below, behind, and then above, and all the time, of course, opening the distance between the two spacecraft. Later, when that upper stage lights up, the crew will be behind by probably about a half mile to observe that depletion burn. On the clocks up here, we have two types of ignitions. We're counting down to two types of ignitions. At the present time, we're about 10 minutes from the separation maneuver, or the evasive maneuver, as they sometimes call it. And we're about 30 minutes, a little over 30 minutes, from that APS burn ignition. At 101 hours, 22 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Mission Control in Houston. We're approaching the tracking site at Guam, and would expect to have some communication, some air-to-ground between the Apollo 9 crew and Mission Control Center here when we acquire. That should be in another 4 or 5 seconds. Meanwhile, let's monitor for any conversations.
Houston through Guam, standing by. Houston.
Okay, stand by, Houston.
Roger. Recommend limit cycle off.
Well, we went over the hill at the Guam tracking station just about time we had an indication, or at least on the countdown clock here, that they were to start their evasive maneuver. We will be back up at the Hawaii tracking site at 101 hours, 39 minutes, or in another 6 or so minutes. This particular time, we'll again hear more on this apps to depletion burn maneuver that's underway at the present time. At 101 hours, 33 minutes, this is Mission Control. Have the acquisition at Hawaii, and at that time we should hear then if the evasive maneuver did indeed take place. It was scheduled to take place just as we lost acquisition at Guam, at the tracking site at Guam. So let's stand by now to monitor the conversations between the ground here and the Apollo 9 crew.
Apollo 9, Houston through Hawaii.
Hello, Houston, this is Apollo 9. We were able to get that set maneuver off in the direction that we had intended. We did an automatic maneuver and it pings with very careful places in Kimber Rock. So we talked about to the side of it and we have it in sight and we're well clear.
Roger, I understand you are well clear and where we have a go then for the LEM maneuver?
Affirmative.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 9.
Houston, go.
Roger, could you refresh us on the burn time?
Roger, the burn time is at 5-2 plus 4-4.
Thank you.
Houston, the burn time is really 5-3 plus 1-4. I can give you a clock time here at 11 minutes if you want it.
Okay.
15 seconds to 11 minutes.
Okay.
Houston, the LGC is all set up and the engine is armed.
Roger, very good.
Well, we're about 5 minutes, 15 seconds from the burn. Still standing by for conversation between the ground and the crew. the digitals that which we have posted here indicate that the separation maneuver took place. The evasive maneuver took place well, adequately, and in the general course of things at the present time, the command service module is opening up the range between it and the unmanned limb. And we're about 3 minutes and 37 seconds away from the ignition of that unmanned vehicle at this time. Meantime, we'll stand by and continue to monitor any conversation which would be transmitted up to the crew.
Houston, about 2 minutes to go. Do you still feel comfortable in your position?
Oh, yes, we're well clear.
Less than a minute from ignition now of the limb, and everything here at Mission Control looks go, as they say. All systems are on the limb are reported to be active, and we're standing by for that burn, which is now 40 seconds away. Had an indication of ullage. That would have been the maneuver to settle the propellants in the limb. And we have an indication of ignition. Ullage off.
Like mad, Houston. He looks real nice.
There he goes. Looking good down here.
Hey, let's move it out.
Velocity is going up. Apogee is going up. Everything looks good at the present time. Present time is about 496 nautical miles, and the speed is something on the order of 26,000 feet per second. Going up now to 600 nautical miles.
We can still see him out there, Houston. He's really a long ways away.
Okay.
I hope I didn't forget anything. I'm bored.
We did too. Did you get the LMP?
I didn't forget him. I left him there on purpose.
Okay.
At the present time is something on the order of 878 miles.
Roger.
ECE, Houston.
Roger, it looks like condenser exhaust.
Yeah. Roger, the same thing we've been seeing all day.
Excess of 1,170 nautical miles. Velocity in excess of 27,000 feet per second. The limb is up to 1,483 nautical miles. Apogee now is up to 1,667 nautical miles. Velocity in excess of 27,700. Well, we have an indication now that the apogee is in excess of 2,000 nautical miles, and the velocity or speed is 28,100 feet per second. Apogee 2,800 plus nautical miles, and the velocity is 28,800 plus feet per second at this time. above 3,400 nautical miles and still burning.
Hey, Houston, do you read Apollo 9?
Houston, roger, we've got about 45 seconds yet. We just had shut down.
Roger, he put out a big cloud of white stuff.
Roger, copy.
He's sure a long ways away.
The preliminary figures indicate that the apogee was some 3,700 plus nautical miles, and the perigee will be about 124.
Time do you expect to give us the block data?
Roger, I'll give it over Mila at 5-7. At 5-7.
Okay, 10257.
Roger. Negative, 10157.
Already 10200.
Okay, I got the wrong data here. It'd be a mile at 22.
Alright, mile at 22.
Apparently, we have momentarily passed out of range of the tracking stations. Should be back up very shortly. According to the preliminary information we are reading here, the apogee of the unmanned LEM is 3,759 nautical miles, and the perigee is 124. And the indications here are that the LEM reached 29,401 feet per second. At 102 hours and 2 minutes into the flight, this is Mission Control. This is Apollo Control at 102 hours, 16 minutes into the flight. Spacecraft is presently out of range of any of the tracking stations. However, just as it passed off the edge of the Antigua site, we were able to record a few seconds of conversation, and we're prepared to play that back to you now.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Antigua. Apollo 9, Houston, through Antigua. Apollo 9, Houston, through Antigua.
Houston, Apollo 9.
9, Houston, I'll give you a couple of block datas here, and then we'll recompute them and give you everything with block data 12.
Okay. You're clear to read them.
Okay, 065 for Bravo, plus 338, minus 1699, 1025623, 4825. 0663 Alpha plus 312 plus 1446 10420 28 4824.
is in its orbit now, its preliminary orbit of 3,759 nautical miles by about 124 nautical miles at the low point. We'll continue to track that unmanned vehicle until its battery power runs out. That's anticipated perhaps 3 to 6 hours from now. Incidentally, the FIDO was able to compute the burn duration, and we had 5 minutes and 42 seconds of burn time with some tail off following that. One other interesting bit of information is that because of the high altitude that the LM is flying at now, for example, a station at Ascension will acquire and be able to track it for some 55 minutes. And Tananarive, likewise, will acquire and track it for about 74, 75 minutes. At 102 hours, 19 minutes, this is Mission Control.